Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The House is expected to vote today on bills to provide $95 billion in aid to allies, including Ukraine and Israel. Democrats helped House Speaker Mike Johnson advance the bills to allow the votes, despite the opposition of a few Republicans who are threatening to call for a vote to remove Johnson from the Speaker's chair. The House is also expected to consider legislation that could ban or force the sale of TikTok, the extremely popular Chinese-owned social media app. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
TikTok creators wrote an open letter to President Biden urging him not to sign a bill banning the app during an election year. 26-year-old Nadia Okamoto, who has nearly 5 million followers on the site, says a potential ban would be counterproductive, especially among young voters.
This is an app where so many young voters spend their time. This is where we get a lot of our education, the place where we get our news as well. Creators that I've talked to feel really disheartened with the overall system and also feel like, what is the point of voting?
Under the latest bipartisan bill in the House, TikTok's China-based parent company would have 9 months to divest or risk a potential ban in the U.S. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
The New York City Police Department is reviewing its security protocols after a man set himself on fire yesterday outside the courthouse where former President Trump is on trial. Police Chief Jeffrey Madry says the man, who died of his injuries, was in a park that was open to the public.
We'll talk to our federal partners and we'll make decisions. If we need to tighten up security, maybe we'll shut down the park. This is something that we'll determine once we talk with all our partners, with the court officers, to make sure that with everything going on, the gravity of the event going on right now, we make sure we'll have ample security.
The final jurors were seated yesterday. Opening statements are to begin Monday. Security sources in Iraq say a huge explosion hit a military base that houses pro-Iranian militias. The BBC's Sebastian Usher reports a member of the Popular Mobilization Forces has been killed.
The explosion at the command post of the Popular Mobilization Forces in Iraq comes at a time of heightened alert across the region. It's unclear for now what exactly happened, but the Pentagon moved quickly to say that it was not involved. The PMF is an umbrella organization that contains several pro-Iranian militias that are part of a network of proxies that Tehran has been able to use to advance its interests across the Middle East for years. The long-running confrontation between Israel and Iran has recently entered a new, more perilous phase amid tensions heightened by the war in Gaza. The Iranian foreign minister has warned that Iran will deliver a maximum response if Israel launches significant attacks on its interests.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher reporting. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.